This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Devon, Don, Matt, I'm getting to all of you before our next guest comes on. Got a bunch of other callers there as well that we'll get to after the guest. Got a bunch of news I got to get to as well. Can you believe they're going to try to ban bulletproof glass in banks and in, you know, those little gas stations where it's just a little box and they get knocked over all the time, get robbed? Globalists are just pieces of garbage, man. They are just evil. But I tell you, Devon in Texas at Fort Hood was bringing up some really good points, and I know Islam's had golden eras. I know it's had times when it was more productive than the West, but then it gets in these times where the passages in it, just like you can have passages in the Bible, get used in very bad ways. I don't want to be anti-Islam. But when the globalists say you can't criticize it, you can't say it's Islamic, I'm forced to then draw a line when the globalists are trying to use it to take over. But expanding on that, you were getting into Fort Hood and the, quote, transformation. We're not getting anything secret if you're still active duty military, because literally the FBI shows up at people's houses. Talk about this transformation you're seeing and this realignment that Trump's reportedly involved in.
It's pretty obvious. I mean, look, we're talking about 15 years plus war. We're talking about 15 years of war. We're talking about 15 years of war that generates money for a machine that keeps on going, regardless of race, regardless of color, regardless of any religion.
Choose everybody up.
Regardless of that, regardless if you think you're pro-right or you think you're pro-left or you think you're Muslim, make no mistake, Donald Trump is in Saudi Arabia waving a sword. Make no mistake, the machine keeps on going, and they're probably trying to do well. I have no doubt about that. But there's been a lot going on that's been distracting the good folks, ladies and gentlemen, who have been in the streets actually shaking hands or actually happen to be neighbors. And what's going on, okay? Look, when it comes to Islam, let's just get real here. When it comes to Islam, you got three different sects in there, okay? And I'm going to go back to the point.
We got a lot more than that. You're right. Three big sects. You got the
three major sects. But it goes back to the MS-13 point. This is what people could actually relate to. Let's just get to it. You can't throw a cast net on 1.5 billion people. Yes, there are bad actors. Yes, there are murderers. Yes, there are psychopaths. But make no mistake, it doesn't represent the entire faith. And if they, and it's the same thing on my side. When you know, are all white people racist? No. Did some white people do wrong? Yes. That's the logic.
Sure, but then it turns into this whole religion, and the WikiLeaks says, Hillary said, let's use race, everybody fight with each other while we rob them. That's all I'm saying. I say find the people that gave black folks shots of syphilis and execute them. You know, give them a trial. All the secret testing. They're doing it to everybody is my point. The globalists are playing us all off against each other. But get back to, I mean, give me your real assessment. If you think Trump's doing bad, tell me. You said you are seeing a transformation at Fort Hood. What are you saying?
There is a transformation. Because let's just get real. When you look at Obama, when you look at Brother Barack, and we listen to Farrakhan and what he says, when you look at Brother Barack and you look at Hillary, they are the most radical Muslims that we have to fight. Are they the poor, disenfranchised people that we can't understand overseas, or are they the ones destabilizing countries, taking vacuums where chaos comes flying out? Let's just get real. So yeah, we do.
Well, I was against destroying Libya. I mean, I know Gaddafi stabilized the whole continent.
We not only destabilizing Libya, but when Gaddafi was still there, Hillary was active in blocking the billions of dollars from Gaddafi going to Farrakhan. So before there was a murder, before he was sodomized with a sword, before there was ISIS, before there was a slave trade, you had a legitimate government where
absolutely. The leftist globalist blew up Libya, destroyed it, failed-stated it, and then threw all the women out of college and have killed 60-something thousand black people, just targeting them and murdering. I mean, it's there is that super racist Wahhabist group that openly does not like black people. That's a fact. So I'm just saying, how do black Muslims then juxtapose that?
Juxtapose that by the latest thing we've seen in rehab. You got the most moderate, legitimate company coming together and saying, no more. We're done with this. Who are these people? Who are these psychos? We're going to roll them up, and now they don't got the backing. from Obama and whoever else in the United States.
Well, it is true. The CIA and the globalists did fund this whole Islamic uprising, and now the EU wants to open the doors to that. So you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com is the main site. NewsWars.com is the other big site. It's got a lot of news on it that isn't on InfoWars.com. A lot of big exclusives. Very important site. Please, listeners, help get that out to everybody. It is growing fast, but not fast enough. And, of course, we have PrisonPlanet.com as well, a mirror of InfoWars, but not a true mirror. It has some original news and information on it as well. I know you're awake. You're involved no more than I do in most cases. You got to get the URL out. You got to get InfoWars.com/show out. You got to plug that local radio affiliate so people know it's a war. We've got to reach more people. The globalists have our children in the public schools, in the colleges. They're brainwashing everybody through mainstream media. Folks are starting to wake up to that, but not fully. We're in the thick of the fight, so please spread the word and keep doing it because you are the resistance. Now, you've seen over in the UK, they have introduced several bills in the House of Commons in the last few years to ban butcher knives and other large knives and to make you get a license to own large cutlery. Because stabbings, since they banned guns, what was it, 18 years ago, have gone up multi-thousand times. Muggings have exploded. People using bats to attack is just insane. London has more muggings in it than any major city in the world. Chicago has more shootings than any other city in the world. Mexico has more shootings and deaths of citizens than any country combined. That's citizens killing citizens. North Korea and other places, of course, are the biggest mass murderers, state-sponsored killers of people. But when you look at it, now they're trying to take even the hunting club guns, where people have guns at a hunting club. They go there, part of the hunting club. The local police have to be in attendance. You have to pay them to be there. Then they allow you to shoot, and they allow you to hunt. Last week, the UK began to move to ban that as well. Now, the next thing they want to do is ban body armor. A lot of Europe's already done that. Now, here in the United States, they're moving in multiple cities to not let you have gates on your apartment or your house or your fence around your apartments. They claim it makes people not good neighbors. No, it gets rid of your privacy. So it just goes on and on. Now we have this controversial bill would force business owners to take down bulletproof glass. That's Fox 29. A controversial bill, this is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is currently working its way through City Hall, designed to regulate stop-and-go liquor stores. But it turns out it's everybody. On part of the bill would force business owners to take down bulletproof glass. Yeah, because liquor stores don't get robbed enough. Inside their stores, but at what cost to their safety? Well, why not have cops have to take off their body armor? makes it harder for George Soros' Black Lives Matter connected groups to kill him. Especially all these black cops getting shot for no reason. Broad Deli, that's a deli, sits on the corner of the 2,200 block of North Broad inside a wall of bulletproof glass separating customers from workers. The most important thing is safety and the public's safety, owner Rich Kim said. I mean, how many businesses you walk up to and it's bulletproof glass or whatever to pay for gas or whatever? And that'll be the one place when you're in some city at 2 o'clock in the morning, you need gas. Oh, they're open. And that's the one that's got bulletproof glass. Because after you get robbed 5, 10, 15 times, or maybe shot, you put it in. You think they want to put that stuff in when it's thousands of dollars per pane? I even looked into bulletproof glass here, and we put some of it in. I mean, folks, to do the whole building, we're talking $500,000. Bulletproof glass, folks. Very expensive. Do they just want to put bulletproof glass in to have fun? Rich Kim's family has run the deli, which sells soda, snacks, meals, and beer by the can for 20 years. He says the glass went up after a shooting and claims it saved his mother-in-law from a knife attack. Now he may be forced to take some of the barrier down. If the glass comes down, the crime rate will rise and there will be lots of dead bodies. Yeah, because you're a soft target. How many times have we seen somebody pistol whipped or beat up behind the counter because they don't have glass up around them? A bill moving through the city council reads, no establishment shall erect or maintain a physical barrier. No new condos in Austin where you'll have like 10, 20, 30 units standalone have gates. And I've had friends that had them before. They'll have nice, good gates, even fences around their house. And it'll be in the leash. No locks on your gates. I mean, they do not want you to have this. It's called the Stop and Go Bill, and is being offered by City Councilwoman Cindy Bass. Right now, the plexiglass has to come down, she said. Makes it too easy for folks to live in peace and not be mugged. She wants to put some controls on these small stores that she says sell booze, very little food, and are the source of trouble in the district. Absolutely, they're the source of all the trouble. It's not enough of a food desert, and many of these inner city areas now run those off immediately. Rich Kim resents the charge. Stores like his attract looters and argues. Calls to police are often met with slow response. Yeah, because got all these no-go zones now. Well, here's what I tell you. How about that lady takes the screens off her doors in the summer so the mosquitoes can come in? And how about she leaves her front door locked, or just remove the lock altogether? In fact, how about this city councilwoman gets rid of her front doors? Think about that. This city councilwoman, and she's got support, they're saying it may pass, wants them in Philadelphia to take glass, not just bulletproof glass, but if you actually read it, it says get rid of glass, period, around that late night gas station. Can't have that one little person, that one little box out there in the middle of the night all by themselves in the middle of Philadelphia so folks can pull in and get their gas. God forbid that person can't just be shot anytime some meth head or some drunk crackhead wants to kill them. How dare them? So I agree with the city councilwoman. She needs to remove the doors off her house. She needs to remove any police that are inside the city council for her protection. If she's got any firearms, she should turn them over. And she, again, should remove the locks on the doors of her car. Because you should just sit there with your door open and have no protection, even in the worst areas. I agree with her. That makes total sense. And I think submarines shouldn't have doors either. I think they should have open windows on them because that's more inviting. You understand? I mean, you can't have doors. See, the globalists say we can't have a wall or can't have a border or can't stop anybody from coming in. But all those other countries, they can have borders. They can have walls. They can have prisons. But see, we can because we're being taken over by the exploitive globalist, and it's got a spirit of exploiting the people all the way down to the point that Chicago and Philadelphia and all these other Baltimore, Maryland are no-go zones for cops because they'll get shot at and killed if they try to respond. And so then you have the giant murder rates in those areas because the criminals know they're above the law and can get away with anything they want, just like Mexico has strong, hardworking, tough people. They're not cowards out of Mexico. But they never got out of from under colonialism, and they don't have any guns, unless they've got any legally, to protect themselves. So they've got the highest rate of murders in the world. Even though on average Mexican isn't involved in a high level of crime, including here, very low levels, there are criminal groups that feed on them. Like a tiger feeds on a deer or something else smaller in the forest of India or in the jungle. You got criminal groups feeding on the little farmer Mexicans and all the rest of them because they can't have guns. And it's the same thing in all these other Democrat globalist-run cesspools like New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, the list goes on and on. Draconian gun bills, banning all the guns. Then there's crime everywhere, and they say, you can't have plexiglass. You can't have anything. If we want to stab you, if we want to kill you, it's going to happen. Because we don't like your businesses. You're exploitive because you're selling beer. It's your fault you sell beer that people are robbing and killing and stealing. That's what you call not taking responsibility. And that's what you call being a black, racist, Democrat woman that doesn't like Asians and others that dare come into a neighborhood that's dangerous and set up a business. So you claim they're exploitive. So most folks are leaving. So there's not even any type of food or stores anywhere. And then you bitch about that some more. Because that's all you do, globalists, is bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, your calls are coming up after this next guest leaves us, but this is important. Here's the article. Far left mob shuts down Lucian Wintrich speech at UConn. Students riot. Lucian arrested. And this is a dangerous phenomenon we're noticing, where they attack you, they shove you, they grab your speech, they run away, you try to get it back, or you even defend yourself. We've had a reporter's attack. We've had their car windows knocked out. Millie Weaver, Gavin Wentz, I've been attacked. Owen Schroyer's been attacked. Rob Dew's been attacked. I mean, you see it all the time. And then they'll run over the cops and say you attack them, and if it's a university, they'll arrest you. So the mainstream media has been spinning this because they're desperate to act like we're the violent ones. And again, we all know it's the left. We all know it's the globalists. We know they're the ones at the universities everywhere saying don't let people speak and shut them down and it's our right to attack people. Look at the SJW cop. How dare you run after a woman that assaulted you? So we have this evil person, and we've seen folks out at the Berkeley events facing, you know, 5 to 10 years in prison. Look, she grabs his paper. He wants his property back. That's what he's grabbing for. And they all grab him because she's allowed to come up and push him and grab his stuff. But he's not allowed to get his property back, kind of like Philadelphia, where they want to pass a law that you can't have any plexiglass at your gas station or your deli. You've got to be right there serving across the counter so you can be mugged properly by the left. The left wants your guns. They want your speech. They want your kids. They want it all. So, there's an article on GatewayPundit.com about this. Lucian Wintrich, I appreciate you joining us. Fill this in for us, and we'll roll some of this video again with audio for folks. But again, it looks like to me you had been robbed, and under common law and local law and you name it, you didn't punch her, you didn't hit her. You simply grabbed her backpack and then tried to get your paperwork in your hand, your speech. She tried to literally, metaphysically, but also physically, both archetypally and physically, steal your free speech away. Incredible.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I took reasonable action to regain my property. And who are just trying to speakers. We can't even regain our property without getting arrested. They want us to stand there while these violent left thugs mug us. And not do a single thing. And this woman, you know, it's being reported that she was a student. She wasn't a student. This is a late 30s, early 40s woman who's a college advisor at a neighboring community college. She doesn't even go to the school. She has no relationship to UConn. She broke into that event with the sole purpose of disrupting it. And when that didn't work, when it was clear that the speech would go on after these people left, she decided to steal the speech itself, and I wasn't having it.
What I love is that it's almost always professors or their assistants that are leading the Antifa, leading the anti-free speech. They're the opposite of what universities were just a decade ago. I guess they were in the shadows. Now there's been a total revolutionary transformation. So the headline should be here, man arrested for defending himself against mugger, or man arrested for defending himself against a thief. I mean, this is crazy.
I mean, it really is. It's wild. And the reporting that happened afterwards is concerning. I mean, listen, I know that the Ben Shapiros of the world will suggest that you allow these people to steal your speech and then release a statement afterwards saying, oh, well, you know, this is what we get from the left. But absolutely not. If we allow this sort of behavior to be normalized, they will keep going further. And that's what we're seeing. Even after this event ended, by the way, which was shouted out by that woman, this man she was with, and a handful of far-left students, they had to have a healing meeting.
Oh.
Afterwards. So
because you're so they're so traumatized. They have to all talk about what they went through. I came to violate his free speech and stole his speech, and he tried to grab it back, and it hurt me.
It's why these students, you know, I was the police had to keep me in this restroom in the building because the students started smashing windows. They threw smoke grenades into the building. The building filled up with smoke. All of the police had to guard all the doors. After I was finally escorted out, the students started chasing the police car and tried to stand in front of
them. So it's literally a crazed mob of anti-free speech authoritarian piranhas. And notice it was the name of your speech that triggered them. It's okay to be white. I mean, I've got articles out of major Texas universities today, I'll show you in a minute, where they say whites are inherently evil, must be gotten rid of, your genetics are evil, you are a mutant, you must be destroyed. On the front page of the Texas State University newspaper. I mean, it's like the KKK on PCP. I mean, it's just insane.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that was a large point of the speech. The left has been doing so much race baiting. They are trying to make it, and, you know, it was to get them to admit the left does not think it's okay to be white. You'll see these sad videos of young kids, young 10 to 15-year-old white kids, on YouTube saying, I'm white, I feel so ashamed for being white. And it's because they log on to Facebook, they log on to Twitter, they read...
By the way, in communist states, this is a formulae, the next stage before arresting everybody, is you denounce how you're criminal, how you're evil for your culture, your religion, or what color you are. This is classic communist stuff. In fact, here's the article with a screenshot of it. It's up on Infowars.com. It's from Campus Reform. Your DNA is an abomination. This is just south of Austin. Student op-ed calls white people an abomination and says white is over, you will be gotten rid of.
And of course, I'm sure the left is fine with articles like that. And I will say, you know, it's not just because, you know, I'm completely against pretending that any of us are victims. I think that's a terrible mentality to take. But you have to realize this is also bad for young black students and young kids.
Well, yeah, they're growing up in the middle of a crazy authoritarian race-baiting lunatic farm.
Well, in the same way that these young people are reading these anti-white articles, young black students, Hispanic students, they're logging on to the internet and seeing, oh, you'll never succeed in America because it's a white supremacist country, because of the color of your skin, and whites will always.
Well, that's it. They're giving them worthless degrees. There's a post-industrial America. That was the global plans. So they got to give kids chips on their shoulders so they don't know how they got screwed over by the globalists. Trump's trying to create the social contract again and create a vibrant economy again. That's why the globalists are so mad, because their end game is a sabotage economy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They are trying to. They're trying to destroy the country, quite honestly. And it's, I don't think they have, I mean, you could disagree with me here. I don't think they actually have a long-term goal. I think these are short-term goals, to win elections for them. They have no real plan, and they are going to ruin this country if we allow them to.
I agree, my friend. When we come back, we're going to talk to this evil thought criminal. And can we pull up some of the devil's speech? I'd like to actually pull up some of his evil speech. Or if you have the computer printout of the copy she stole, perhaps you can just give us some of the talking points that were so evil that a nearby professor, a nearby operative of the university, had to come in and steal your speech.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
They've had congressional hearings in the last month openly calling for InfoWars to be shut down with Google, Facebook, and Twitter executives in the meetings saying, don't worry, we censored Alex Jones and Paul Watson at lunch. So that's the next level of this that's going on. Paul Watson, and I'm not disagreeing with him, when Trump tweeted out these videos of Muslims attacking and killing people, many of which are undisputedly real videos, Paul said, you know, that group's a little out there, because Paul doesn't want to be seen as alt-right, Hillary's term. We're the new right, and I tend to agree with him. But see, what they did to Paul is in Newsweek and Time, and I've got a whole stack of the articles here, they actually said, white supremacist Paul Watson, that rattles on in one article, it said, about the Western values, even this white supremacist, you know, didn't agree with Trump. But all he said was in a tweet, and he tweets like every 5 seconds, he even admits he's addicted, that they're going to attack you for the group you tweeted instead of just tweeting out the tweets. And I'm not attacking Paul. I just called him last night and I said, you see, they attacked you more. Because now they think they've got you pecking at you with political correctness, that you're now scared and like, oh, I wanted to announce that I'm racist and evil. I'm sorry, I like free market, and I'm sorry. That's how they do this. So I don't care. Are the videos real or not? The Dutch say one of them isn't real. I don't believe a word the government says. I can show you thousands of knockout game videos. So, Lucian Wintridge is our guest. It's okay to be white. I was asking, where's the speech? I didn't know it was actually in the article. Actually has a copy of the evil speech. So what were some of the points that you made in this horrible evil speech that's posted at thegatewaypundit.com?
Well, I mean, you know, the speech itself ends in a call to end the racism that the left is and the race trafficking that the left is perpetuating here. It talks about, listen, okay, so you going through the speech, we compare New York Times headlines, right? They run this headline November 11th. We're sick of racism, literally. The same day, right, the same day they run an article, can my children be friends with white people? If you read some of these salon headlines that were all.
By the way, your Skype's breaking up a minute. We'll go back to you in a minute. The point is, they're openly trying to invoke race-based conflict in America. It's in the WikiLeaks. And I got to go back to this every 5 minutes because it's so central. Hillary and others are saying we need culture war. It's how we'll control our horrible barista constituents. They don't care if you're a black barista or a white barista. By the way, I know some baristas that are doing very, very well. If you're a good bartender, you can make $100,000, $200,000 a year in the right city. I'm not even knocking people that are baristas, especially if you own your own little bar and, you know, it serves a few delicious dishes. I'm not these elitists that put people down for their yeoman type work. The point is that this is who they are. Do you think the left in general is buying this? Because every time I think we're winning, I go out to dinner or something with friends and family and cousins, and they'll have their college age children there who should be adults, and they are like totally bought into this and are saying white guilt crap in front of me like I'm supposed to buy into this. It's like mental illness.
It's wild. And what's crazy is we've allowed the left, and I do think this is partially our fault. We've allowed them to do this since the 70s. Reagan wrote about this in An American Life, his autobiography. This has been the left's tactic to call us white supremacists for believing in small government, for working towards American values and American freedoms. It really can't go on, and if we allow it to go on, it's going to get worse. If we allow them to steal from us, to abuse us, to assault us, to burn down buildings while we're trying to give a speech, it's going to get worse.
It seemed like the cops particularly were rough with you, like you were some demon for trying to snatch the speech back.
You know, I spoke to them afterwards. I don't know. My theory is that they had orders to stand down. I went, if you watch the full video of this speech before this happened, I waited half an hour for these protesters, if you want to call them that, to quiet down so I could continue the speech. I went up to these officers multiple times while I was trying to deliver the speech, and I asked them to remove the rowdy demonstrators. They refused. They saw this woman take the speech off of the podium, did nothing. They only did something after I took my property back.
You know, that reminds me of the media showing the inauguration for hours. No one could get in because they blocked it for over 3 hours. So they showed shots from the Washington Monument of the barricades and then almost no one in there. Small crowds that had gotten in, you know, an hour in, and said, look, no one was there. I was there. It was giant packed record level. But the news just ran with stuff from 9:30 in the morning, an hour and a half after it opened, because you couldn't get through, because they were physically assaulting families, children, you name it. But by the time he got up and spoke at 12 o'clock, it was absolutely back to back, nothing but people. But again, the media then ran the hoax for a month that Trump was insane and that no, these were photos when he gave a speech. In fact, there's a photo of me taken from the Capitol that Trump released. I mean, not of me, but it's a big jumbo photo that I'm in. And you can see because I'm like in the, you know, second tier. And it's one of those huge megapixel pictures. And you blow it up, you just see people totally jammed all the way past the monument. That was what happened when he gave his speech. But they showed something from 9:30 in the morning and said none of it was real. I mean, it's just, they're so anti-free speech, and watching them assault women, particularly with children trying to get in, and the cops standing down, which they admit they were told to do by Obama, was sickening. Sickening criminality of these people. They are true authoritarians.
I fully agree. And, you know, I think the globalists and the left in this country, they are terrified that when other citizens that they've previously swayed over actually hear us talk, are actually able to hear our opinions and the facts that we demonstrate, as you do every day on your show, that we will win them over. That's why they try to prevent us from speaking. It's not the content. They're terrified that the content will win over other Americans because we're the only ones dealing in facts and rationality.
And there it is. See, I'm the guy right there. That's me. Blow that up. That's a megapixel photo from CNN that they had taken off the Capitol. Okay, they're in like the second tier. I had tickets in the first tier, but you couldn't see anything in there. You're like below the podium because he's like up above you. So I went back over there. Now, go ahead and pull back here. Pull back. Yeah. Now there's what was really there. Keep going. Just people as far as you can see. Yeah, blow it up in the back. Totally jam-packed. That is during Trump's speech, and then past that building, hundreds of thousands couldn't get in because they were blocking all the exits, and except the VIP. The police wouldn't let you at the VIP, and I had VIP tickets, but they said, well, you just got to walk all the way to the front, and then nobody was attacking because the cops would stop you. Again, the cops followed illegal orders. Now, that's what really happened when Trump gave the speech. There he is, giving the speech, ladies and gentlemen. There I am watching the president give the speech. Okay? Clarence Thomas behind him. Now, let's show what they claimed on the news. That's what every news channel ran from 9:30 in the morning saying that Trump had no one there. And I know I'm going back to something old, but again, it's just how deceptive they are and how they were trying to keep people from getting in. We have video of bleeding women and children. I mean, this is insane.
It's wild. You know, we need to call it out. At every point. And it's unfortunate that a lot of Americans are brainwashed by the mainstream media. We need to work to put an end to it. We need to continue to work to put an end to it.
You're absolutely right. We got about a minute and a half left, or a minute left. I want to have you back very, very soon. What charges are you facing? They're licking their lips, calling you a criminal on the news.
I mean, it's a joke. Yeah, they're claiming that I had a bond set for a grand. That wasn't true. I was released without a bond. They're claiming that I assaulted this woman when I regained my property from her. The entire thing is a joke. And I'm sure you've seen this firsthand. As many of us have, time and time again, the mainstream media lies. And they need to be called out at every single juncture.
Lucian Wendrich. Folks, read your stuff at thegatewaypundit.com. Where else can they find you? On Twitter?
Wendrich, Gateway Pundit. those are the two main sources.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Callers that have been holding, I'm going right to you and more news on the other side. And a special treat coming up. Thank you so much, sir. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com. Spread that link. NewsWars.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. I saw Owen Schroyer this morning. And he said he was going down to Southwest Texas, that's in San Marcos, about 35 minutes from where our office is in South Austin. And they have a front page, "Your DNA is an abomination, whites are inherently evil," written by a Hispanic man. And until somebody jerked the plug out of the microphone, you could hear the audio. It looks like we've gotten the audio back, but there's like aggressive people all around Owen Schroyer. How dare him? Evil white man come out and not admit that he's inherently evil. I mean, again, this is the total mind job that they've done. The feed is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, the feed is on The Real Alex Jones there on Twitter and Facebook. I've tweeted it at Real Alex Jones. You've got white knight folks busting in on Owen right now. Acting aggressive, like proven, hey, we hate whites too. I mean, you know, you watch it. You know, we're here to virtue signal. And so, I mean, I was hearing it earlier. We're not running the audio right now because there could be cussing. They've gotten the mic running again, but this is absolute, incredible garbage. I've got to direct what's going on. I'm going to go to rebroadcast, actually, so I'll find out what's going on. Owen needs my help. I may have to get down there right now. Give me the video list. We're going to air some stuff. I'll figure out what's going on. Get all the engineers in there right now. Okay, we're gonna find out exactly what's going on here, because I gotta go down there and help Owen. These people are being really aggressive, and it's white thugs coming up in his face, like, because how dare you not like the cover of the paper saying whites are inherently evil? We're gonna prove we hate white people. You got that, buddy? And it's just, and then like the black guys are like laughing. How sick this is, man! I am so sick of this psyop. Give me a video list, guys. I'm so sick of this garbage. Just bring me a video list. 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 Because I'm getting so upset. I got to go help them. I got to get in the car and go down there, actually. Get the equipment ready. Get everything ready. I'm going down there. Get everything ready. Because if I can't have audio, I'll go down there myself. Come on. Let me have the thing. I got to get in there and see what's going on. Okay. Let's go ahead and air this. And he's there anyways. This is James O'Keefe. I'll be going in the next hour, folks. This is James O'Keefe. Exclusive interview with Millie Weaver. It's up on Infowars.com. He was in Austin or Texas last night. And here is that report with Millie Weaver and James O'Keefe of Project Veritas.
This is James O'Keefe. You're watching Infowars.com.
We are here with James O'Keefe, the man behind Project Veritas Action, who has come out with some pretty amazing investigative reports. Just recently, the Washington Post report that was jaw-dropping. Now, James O'Keefe, I noticed you mentioned during your presentation that you were running out of time. You wish you had more.
Yeah.
Was there anything specific that you wanted to get to that you didn't have a chance to?
I just wanted to show the audience here at SMU, Southern Methodist University, about our New York Times sting, about more media stings, the Washington Post sting. I spoke a long time about undercover ethics and the techniques used to get the information to clarify a lot of things there. But I was expecting to be protested, but I think the presentation went well, and people really, their eyes kind of opened, because it was about truth to power, and it was about all these media conglomerates and all the forces that work against the people. And I think hearing the stories about going against investigating the government and them trying to shut us down and failing, I think it inspired a lot of people, honestly, that didn't think they were going to be inspired.
Definitely. And, you know, what advice would you give to young people out there who want to be journalists, trying to get into the journalist industry, given that we have this fake news mainstream media avenue, and then we also have this citizen journalism YouTube avenue? What would you give them advice to do?
I think grab a camera, go out in the field, and start your own YouTube channel, and just start doing it, and try to learn lessons from people who've done it before, whether it's your heroes in independent media, or whether you want to pick up some books from the old school and read Upton Sinclair and Nellie Bly and those types of muckrakers, or even some of the modern citizen bloggers that are out there. Learn from them and go out and make mistakes. But the main message, one of the main messages that I had tonight at SMU was the idea of being unafraid. You have to be willing to face the sort of public humiliation that comes along from very powerful people in doing this. And that's the hardest thing for people to get over.
Well, do you have any hints for us as to
what's next?
Who's next?
You know, I would love to tell you. We're American Pravda, I'm coming out with Veritas is coming out with a book launch in January, and I think we're rolling out this Washington Post thing right now, and we're taking a lot of heat for it. But we have a video just came out this morning, and guys on tape saying the Russia stuff is an effing black box. It maybe not be a story. Contradicts everything the paper tells us and the op-ed pages and elsewhere. And I think we're going to be going after bigger and bigger entities. And I have the words on my lips, and I want to say the names of these companies. But just imagine the largest and most powerful informational entities in the world, and that's who we're going to go after. And sometimes we're going to stumble, and sometimes, you know, the undercover exposés don't, you know, sometimes there isn't a story, but there's always a story somewhere, and it's our job to find it. And we know.
All right, the full James O'Keefe interview is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be airing it during the War Room today. Owen is leaving, I guess, to get here in the next hour and host the War Room. But you know what? We should call Owen if he wants to stay. Somebody could stay here in Traffic Cop. This was incredible footage. It was like white guys bullying up, getting in his face, wanting to virtue signal that they really believe that whites were inherently evil as well. And just people saying that he's a racist because he doesn't think all whites should be genocided. I mean, this is what education is paid for. And it is just crazy what they've done to these young people. I mean, these folks are screwed up. That's on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. I've retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. We're going to have to bleep this. I can't run this on air. By the way, the crew's doing a great job. I seem flustered because a bunch of men were around Owen. Owen's not a small guy. I was like 6'4", 6'5". First it was black guys in his face, and then a bunch of virtue signaling white guys came that looked like they were on the football team and got in his face. I got to be honest. I don't know if I could be there and handle this. A bunch of bullies get in my face. Man, I'm getting sick of this crap. How dare you not want to genocide the white people? How dare you not think whites are inherently evil? You get out of here. There's no free speech in Texas. We're big old meatheads that want a virtue signal to everybody. The name of the video is InfoWars Bullhorn's Racist Newspaper, which says whites are inherently evil and must be gotten rid of. Anyways, a lot of energy here, a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to go to break, come back to some of your phone calls. Rob Dude's got another little speciality coming up. Something we shot this morning, and some of it's amazing. Some of it really did happen. Some of it didn't. Wait till you see this. We have a double rainbow on video. So that was particularly exciting what happened next. But getting serious here, Dan and Matt and others, we're going to get to you right after we go to break. Briefly, we do not have a future if it's not for you praying for us and financially supporting us and spreading the links to the articles. They've hit us hard with censorship and blockages and getting our sponsors. But you've come through, so we've still grown some this year and boosted capital some, so I'm radically expanding. But I need to throw money at them in this war. I need to do a bunch of stuff with syndication for TV. It costs millions of dollars. That sounds like a lot. That's cheap. Glenn Beck spent $100 million trying to launch his deal, and it basically failed. We've spent, you know, in the latest expansion, $10 million. That sounds like a lot of money. It's not with the equipment and the crew and the people, even though we're doing it in Texas for a third the price of New York or L.A. We need you to buy T-shirts, videos, books, supplements, X2, Brainforce. We make it easy, too. 50% off on our best-selling items right now. A bunch of stuff's already sold out. But X2, the Real Red Pill, Brainforce, it's all there. 50% off and free shipping. 98% reviews on X2. Man, if you haven't tried anything, try that for a month and see what happens. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and you're back in the First Amendment. You're back in Americana, and you're back in freedom. You're back in everything, and I can feel the energy rising. So InfoWarsStore.com, it's a big umbrella site for the T-shirts, the books, the water filters, the seeds, the air filters, all the real high-tech stuff, optics, survival gear, you name it. But then InfoWarsLive.com takes you to the subsection of the website with all the great supplements and the water filtration and everything that's about that. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And you are the folks sponsoring this, and I am the Tasmanian good little devil of talk radio. The globalists keep calling me Tasmanian devil, so I kind of like that nickname. Or bulldog. I've heard that one. So, hey, I'm like a Tasmanian devil from the cartoon. And the more you fund us, the faster I spin, and the more globalist garbage we cut through. We'll be back. Stay with us. Hour number four, baby.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and
and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.